Hello and welcome to your Divine Uniqueness show. If you'd like to listen to live episodes and interact with our speakers, you can go to yourdivineuniqueness.com. Your YOUR divine DIVINE uniqueness UNIQUENESS.com. Hello everyone. This is Monsef Afker and thank you so much for joining us today in this new call of Your Divine Uniqueness. I hope you all are doing very well and also your families during these times. These times of purification, they can be very challenging, but when we look deep within what is happening, we can see really opportunities for stepping into our power and embracing things that we were maybe running away from. So. I hope everyone is doing well. And also, I'm so glad that Ambu Jamroz is joining us today during these times. And I feel this call will be very helpful to every one of us because, first, I really love her work. I really trust her. And she always brings through her group power healings, like the most needed information and healing during that time. And as most of you know, you already experienced that, and you know the power of the group power healings and how it feels. It really feels like you have a private session, but in a group. And this is what I experienced, and also what I received from many of you guys as a feedback. So very excited about today's call. And so the first part, as always, will be the group power healing, and then after that we will have mini readings. So Anwujam will answer your questions. For that, if you want to talk to her, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2 on your phone or the web call. And for those of you on the webcast page, you can type in your questions on the question box. Very excited about the call, and Anwujam, welcome to the show. Very happy
Thanks
to have you back
on that. Hi guys. I've missed you, your Divine Uniqueness family. It's been since December, I think.
Right, yes.
Since I've been with you guys. So holy wowzers, right? What we're going through is just so powerful, so deep, life changing, as we know. So today, we're going to meet you guys wherever you are in your path and bring you whatever you're needing today for release, healing, letting go, embodiment, and whatever the themes are that you guys are going to bring. So just a little background on why we even do group power healing. And so I'm just going to dive into that. Is that okay?
Dive in?
Okay, so ever since for those of you guys who don't know my history, ever since I was about 2 years old, I was seeing the path of the soul in all its significant incarnations and lifetimes of where present day feelings about yourself, relationship issues, money issues, physical issues, you name it. All that stuff that you're dealing with right now is not from this life only. The root is always the past. And so ever since I was little, just like if you guys are looking around your house right now or look outside and you see this world, that's how I see your soul history. It's that vivid to me. It's like popping in a movie of your life and all your history. And it literally is like this alive image that comes to me and says, hey, this is what's up. This is where my stuff came from. And this is how we can heal it super fast and easy. And I'm like, okay. So I was doing those sessions for people. Started about 25 years ago. And then about 5 years into my practice or so, my clients started waking up. Very different than just healing, right? We started waking up. What does that mean, right? The truth of who we are, our deepest consciousness, our deepest truth, our deepest creation selves started coming through the human self, started being alive and breaking through all of this human identity. So as my clients were going through this, I didn't really have a word awakening yet for it. I didn't really know what it was. I just knew something pretty magical was happening to everybody. And this truth of who you are, this truth of who my clients are, this light, to me, it looked like a very bright light in the heart is where it started. And it started emanating. The true self was emanating through their heart center. And it started purifying everything that's not that. Everything that's not aligned with the truth of who you are has got to go, get healed, get reconciled, get balanced out, right? So everyone started purifying like 24 hours a day. And everybody's like, what is wrong with me? Because we didn't really have the language back then. And maybe it was there, but it just wasn't on the forefront, right? So Spirit knew we needed a way to help others heal as fast as they could, help them reconcile their soul history, help them balance out their karma, help them complete soul cycles as quick as we could to help them embody this awakening that started happening. So these group power healings were born to meet you on your path of awakening and to clear your stuff as fast as possible and root you in who you are. That is the mission of every single group power healing, is to take that true self, take your human self, and we mush them together. We embody your human self in that truth of you. Your true self knows exactly where you are in your path right now. It knows exactly what layers are up for healing and completion and reconciling, balancing. And when I connect us all as a group, all of that information is given to me, and off we go in this super wild, deep journey of healing and embodiment. And I narrate the whole time, let you know what's going on. And when that starts, which is already starting to, a group connection is already starting, when that starts happening, 90%, probably like 95% of people who have experienced these groups, everyone says, I go off of my own world. I hear nothing you say. I am out. I'm asleep in seconds. What's wrong? And I'm like, nothing. It's so normal. So if that happens for you today, as we start to go into this journey, we work with such a depth of your energy bodies and consciousness and true self that the human consciousness can just go chill out, okay? So you want to just treat this whole session like a moving meditation. You just surrender in yourself. You hang out. You partner with yourself and let this healing do you. Think of these healings as your being is doing healing for your human. Okay. And it's just really magical what we're able to create together as a group. And once we connect as a group, we're taken into this spiritual awakening, quickening consciousness space that allows stuff to release instantly. So we're able to get to the roots of soul history, agreements, choices, reasoning, stories, identity. We're able to get back into that history and release the core of those things, the roots of those things instantly. And then it's the process of embodiment, right? Of embodying that change, right? But we're able to get in there and get the roots out, okay? And the last thing I want to say about group power healing is why it works is because why we're able to get to these root things really quickly is healing never happens without realization. Okay. The human mind takes a while to realize why something happened or why we did what we did, you know, the root causes of our choices, right? When we get into the spiritual quickening space, your true self comes out effortlessly, comes forward effortlessly. It's that part of you that realizes these root causes. It's that part of you that points me to the energetic roots. They look like structures, okay, or like scaffolding of what's holding up your issues. And we're able to go right in there, zap it out, like literally instantaneously. Then, you know, there's the embodiment, right, of that release that your human will do. So there's just this sacred, holy space that spirit creates for us that we're just able to do just really profound, fast release to help you embody who you are. The other thing I just want to add is, which is also part of the package, is these group power blasts, I call them. Spirit started bringing those through in January of 2020 because we needed, they're 30 minutes, we needed these quick releases and integrations to keep up with all this change. So Spirit offers these group power blasts about once a week, different every month. I never know when they're gonna happen. They basically let me know because I don't choose. I have no idea ever what we're gonna work on. So those are offered to help keep up with the constant shifts in energies to help everybody release their stuff as fast as possible and integrate with the changes. So it's like today we'll be doing a mixture of, you know, longer healing, but also getting into that kind of group power blast energy where we're able to just move stuff very, very, very quickly. Okay. So I'm going to connect to all you guys now to see what you guys are going to bring, what you guys need, what the information spirit wants to bring today about the world, this change that we're going through. Monsef, do you have anything to add or say before we go in there?
No, for now, no. Yeah. Okay. Maybe after the group hour. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So again, your job, everyone who's listening and in the replay, because the replays are just as powerful as this very now moment that we're doing it live. So when you guys are listening to the replay, listen as if it was live, because spirit will always meet you where you are when you listen. Okay. Your job right now is to just be with yourself. That's it. Just be with yourself. You do not have to try to release anything. This is effortless healing. Okay, this is the power of the group power healings. It's an effortless release. Okay. You've already done all the work necessary to do what we're going to do today. So don't worry about anything. Okay. Yep, so we're connecting with the group of you guys now. And when we connect through the truth of who you are. No issues, no personality, nothing like that. Okay, we can just go right into you and create this sacred, divine group of beings, which is you, right? Now, as we're connecting this group and just creating that field, that group field, okay. Spirit's giving me some info about you, your path, and about this massive shift we're all going through, okay. So I'm going to just watch all that information of what I should say first, what I need to say first, and still connect our group nice and strong, okay? Okay. So here's how we're going to start. And this is connected to the information about you and your path and the shift that we're all going through in this world. So you guys are all in the midst of moving from old consciousness to new consciousness. Okay. The human isn't very aware of that all day, every day, because it's busy just trying to get through the day right now. Right. So I see the underneath part, right? Behind the curtains, what's going on, right? For the last 3 to 6 to 8 weeks, you've been very busy going from older, denser consciousness to higher consciousness. Okay. We're meeting you in this movement where you are right now. Okay. And for whatever reason, like this whole group right now looks like the shape of a teardrop. And we're all in this energy right now. We're all in this field. Okay. This whole shape of us, whole teardrop shape of all of us, Spirit's going to accelerate your forward movement. Okay. The whole group's going forward. Okay. And all your ideas of money is coming out. It's coming out. It's leaving the bubble, leaving the teardrop shape. Okay. Because you don't need those ideas anymore. Okay. You need what's next. Okay. Because as you know, the mind can freak out right now about money, right? We're moving into a different consciousness, you guys. We're going to have to be different with money, okay? And how you know that, how you know how to do that is going to be in your heart, ultimately, okay? You have to spend time within, right? Learning, where am I now? What do I need to do? What is there to be done for my finances at this time? And then you trust that information, okay? That's like, you know, a very quick gist, right? But as we're going forward, all this old money consciousness is leaving your system. Spirit says, because you don't need it anymore. It's not where you live or where you are anymore, okay? Now, so I just have to say this, you guys, okay? Everything that I'm going to talk about is coming through. Okay, I'm not like thinking this out, making it up, thinking I should tell you stuff. Okay, you guys are bringing every ounce of information that's coming through. Okay, so with that said, here's what you have to know. How power and control works is it needs something to threaten. You need to feel threatened to give your power away, right? You need to feel unsafe and threatened. Something in you has to feel a threat to be manipulated, right? The old consciousness of money exchange and how money was is part of that threat. It's built on fear for the most part. It's built on self-doubt energy, right? I don't have enough. I'm not going to have enough, right? We all know the story of money, right? Where you guys are all going is leaving that threat, leaving that consciousness into what's next. Okay? What's next for you? So, in order not to feel threatened, you have to be in your sovereignty. The awakeness in you, the true self in you, is already in its sovereignty. It doesn't get threatened like that. Doesn't go, I'm not going to have enough. Just doesn't do that. That's the ego that does that. That's our little self. That's our identity of who we thought we were, right? We go, We get scared, right? The little we, right? So what we're focusing on right now is basically like unhooking you from that old reality where you can feel threatened. Okay. I cannot tell you enough with words, how powerful you are, and how money has nothing to do with what you think it is. Your true self knows exactly what to do about this situation, okay? The trick, of course, is getting down in there enough to listen and hear and follow and trust, right? That's always the practice, right? And the mind can really get in the way because the mind thinks I should have more than what I have right now. And then we suffer, right? To deeply connect with your truth means deeply connect with your truth and trust it. Do you need to have more in this very moment, right? We're really going to have to learn how to trust your guidance, okay? So, the threat of disempowerment only can stick to, you know, your wounding, right? Self-doubt, identity, soul history of stuff, right? It can't stick to your true self. It just doesn't. Just doesn't stick there. It sticks everywhere else, let's say, right? You know, if you envision yourself in front of you, the true you is this light in the center, and around that light is the old self, is the old stuff, is the history. That light gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and starts to eat all of that history. It starts to burn it off. It starts to purify it, right? That truth in you is not where it gets threatened. It's around that truth where you get scared that you're not going to have what you need. It's not the truth that gets scared. It's what's around it, the history of identity, okay? So as I'm talking about all this, we're just working to, like, unhook you is what it looks like from this manipulative, seductive, threatening energy that you won't have what you need. Now, why is every single soul going through this money issue right now in the way that they are? That's up to that being. That's that path of each person, right? This is not happenstance. Why exactly each person's path is getting touched the way it is. It's a very sacred experience of awakening, of like demolishing what is no longer needed. It's a very intense word, but that's what's happening. We don't have a choice. We can't hang on. We've tried all these years, right? Nope. Time to go, time to change, time to move on, right? And we're all in the process of that, right? For each person, how is this change affecting you is what your path is about. How it's affecting me is what my path's about, right? Because each one of us, it's touching us very specifically. So we just keep working on where this old consciousness is hooked into your system to just keep releasing it. And again, where it's connected is to fear in the body, right? Of I'm not going to have what I need, I'm not going to have what I need, I'm not going to have what I need. And when you're in that consciousness, I'm not going to have what I need, it's really hard to feel the truth, right? Because we're identified again, back in that fear-based way of being, right? Awakening is a dance in between identity and true self. We go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, right? Until we don't. Yep, so now that threatening energy, okay, that old, let's say, 3D matrixy stuff, right, way of being, it's also starting to let go of you because it knows it's futile. Like, you're going, you're moving forward, you're moving on. Eventually, you're just going to get where you're going. So it might as well let go now because it's going to have to anyway, right? So we're actually doing ceremony with your connection to the old consciousness to thank it. It was a sacred experience. It was what was needed for your soul's experience until now. Right? Until now. Yep, you guys are starting to let that go now. And I just want to let you know, the mind does not have to figure out what's next. All you have to do is just let go. That's all. You do not have to know where you're going. You just have to know you can't stay here. Right? Can't stay in this old world, old ways. Spirit says, all will become clear. As you go forward, all will become clear. And they're saying all. They're not like some will, kind of maybe. They're like, no, all will become clear. You have begun a new quest. You are on a spiritual journey right now in this human body. All will become clear as you keep walking. Okay. Yeah. So can you let go? And you need to just feel this because we're not asking your mind to choose to let go because that never works, right? Tried that a million times. Didn't work. Something inside of you can choose, however, to let go. It's not your mind, though. Yep, there you go. Yep. So you guys are moving on now, and I'm staying behind. of where the old energy is, just to complete with that. Yeah, the power control energy isn't very happy right now. It's like, huh. I'm like, yeah, that's right. We're moving on there. It's like not happy. And what's interesting is this power and control stuff is very aware of what's going on in the world right now. It's very aware of this awakening also. So it's kind of like a sad little child right now that you guys are leaving. You guys are moving on. That's how it's like. It's like, hmm. Because it knows it's not rightful. It knows evolution's coming. We're already in it, right? So this power and control stuff is saying, I'm sorry I've manipulated you. So it's telling you. And I don't have the words to describe the divinity of all of that experience. Because it was not, oops, it's not a mistake. The power and control is still here. Darkness, blah, 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 all that stuff. There is reasons beyond what we can even understand mentally, right? So from that deep place, it's saying to you, I'm sorry I have manipulated you. Yeah, so now what's going on is you guys are still moving forward. I'm doing ceremony with you and this old power and control stuff that you're now walking away from, or just kind of floating away, really. What Spirit's starting to do with the whole group is hold you all in this place of like a soil that's ready for the new flowers to come. Okay, because Spirit says you've planted all kinds of things that you don't remember planting that are going to take root, they're going to start coming through the soil soon. Okay, they're saying some stuff you've really worked on consciously of what you've really wanted for your life. But they're saying there's a lot that you've been working for years that you have planted that will soon start coming up in the next couple of months, okay? And we're talking deep trust here, you guys, because your mind can't figure that out. You never know, and it's perfect time here in the U.S. because it's springtime. And in the winter, all the leaves are gone, right, for the most part, and it looks like the trees are dead. And then before you know it, all of a sudden, ooh, here comes those inklings of the first buds. They're alive. They're coming alive, right? It needed its time. It needed the season. Now it's becoming spring. It's becoming alive again outside. It never was not alive, right? But you can't see what's going on under the ground in that tree. Everything's covered with snow. Can't see anything yet. There's a whole world going on under there. And when the snow is gone, oh, here it all comes, okay? Spirit goes, that's you. You don't remember everything you've planted. They're saying you must trust the season that it will come. Okay? They're like, follow your heart. Follow your guidance. The threat is what was. Don't let it get you. Stay the course. Trust yourself. 100%. All chips are in. Okay? It's a huge practice, but that's the way we got to go. I was working with a client a couple of weeks ago, and their little girl self said, hey, remember when we believed in magic? And they said, you can't kind of believe, because then you only kind of get some magic. She's like, you have to fully believe in magic, 100%. Got to believe all the way. Got to believe. Okay. So you have to know what's new is coming. We just don't see it yet. Okay. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. So that's where we're working with right now. The path that you may not be able to see yet, the flowers that you can't see yet that you've planted that have been under the soil, but they're coming, okay? Yep, Spirit says you have to trust what you cannot see but feel. You have to trust what you cannot see but feel, okay? Yep, so everyone right now, you guys are all graduating in whatever way that means for you right now. Everybody's graduating right now, going into your next thing. For some people, it's like years of graduation that you've waited for. For some people, it feels like just just a little bit of a graduation. Whatever it is for you, it's very specific. It's where you're ready. It's what you're ready for. And it's like you guys are all just getting these scrolls and little hats of graduation of many things. And in a minute, once that part's done, you're going to get leaped out of a lot of stuff and you're going to go forward. Okay. So where you were before this call will not be. You will not be there. You're going to go. You're going to move on in consciousness. Okay. Obviously, physically, you're in the same spot, right? But it's consciousness that we work with. It's consciousness that we can accelerate. It's your realizations that we can accelerate. Okay. So in a minute, once this graduation ceremony is done, you guys are all just going to move forward, move on. Okay. And then you'll just be in your new place. Okay. Right now, the mind doesn't know what that is. Can't predict that. But your being is ready, okay? Your human is ready. Yep. So what's happening now is we're going to start that process of going on. Yep, 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 yep. And some of you guys are like, but am I really ready? We're like, yes. Yes, you are. It's just your mind that's wondering, that's all. Check in with your heart. Does your heart say you're ready? Do you feel ready? Right. It's like asking a child, hey, what's nutritious for dinner? Child's going to go, chocolate, candy, sugar, and cookies. Right? You can't ask the kid for nutrients. You got to ask the adult. You can't ask your mind if you're ready. You have to ask your heart. You have to ask your heart. Right? Yep. So we're starting this whole process now of this going forward. I might have just said that, but yep, that's where we are. So there's a lot now that I have to go work with you. A lot of release, a lot of relationship completion and dynamics and whatever that was. It's just a lot that has to end now, okay? And you're ready, 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 ready. So even though we're working in a group, because we're using this divinity of group consciousness, group energy, group sacredness, we're working with you as an individual. Okay, but we're all like in, it's like walking into a room where everything's accelerated. When we meet as a group, everything's accelerated to help the individual move quickly. Okay, so I'm working with you very specifically, me and Spirit and you, we're all collaborating, to complete and let go, and complete and let go, and complete and let go, and complete and let go of countless things to bring you into your new world, okay, that all the situation is really pressuring everybody to do, which is to let go of what was, right? You know, I've been talking about this for years. A lot of people have been talking about this, time to move on, right? Can't be the same anymore. But there hasn't been a consequence yet. It's all been in consciousness, and it's been kind of here and there. Some people's lives can't be the same anymore, but now everyone's can't be the same, right? Everyone. That's pretty brilliant. Just one thing moved the entire world. This one thing. This one thing changed everybody. No matter where they are in their life, everyone's lives are affected. Right? Yep. Spirit says, nothing to forgive, no forgiveness, nothing to forgive, no forgiveness. I don't know why they're saying that, but they're repeating that over and over and over and over and over and over as we're doing this release right now. So your mind doesn't have to understand that, okay? But they're saying that out loud. Nothing to forgive, no forgiveness, nothing to forgive, no forgiveness, nothing to forgive. Yep, so we're almost done with this release part and completion and reconciling part, and then everyone's going to go on, going to move forward. So where you are in this very moment, you will not be when we're done with that movement, okay? Yep, you guys are so ready. Like the more that we're doing this release and reconciling completion part, you can just see you guys are like chomping at the bit. Like you're just like, I'm ready. I'm like, yep, ready. Spirit's simplifying the situation, they're like, your old self is ending, complete, finito. New self, true self, time to be that. All right, so Spirit wants you to just take a minute, be with yourself here before they leap you forward, and just do whatever you need to do right now with yourself. Okay? And they're saying to you, you have everything that you're going to need for your next journey inside of you. It'll all come out when you need it. They go, don't worry. You came with it. You came with all this information. Okay. Everything you need is in you. All right. All right. You guys ready? Because we're going to do this thing now. Moving you on. Okay. Just be. It is nothing you have to do right now. It's all being done for you. Just be within yourself. Feel, sense, hang out until you land. And what Spirit's showing me as this is happening is there are like these groups of souls all over the world, all over the planet. And each group has things in common, and each group is moving things forward in their own way. Okay, you are in this group right now. And there's subgroups within subgroups, too. It's really complicated, okay? But right now, from a bird's eye view of the earth, it's like there are all these soul groups right now doing the work they're doing to move things forward, okay? You leaping forward right now is part of that. Helping the whole, okay? Now, the mind, okay, this is what Spirit was talking about earlier, this forgiveness thing, and I don't know why we have to talk about this, but the mind can really get stuck in, I have to forgive, though. I have to go back to my past and look at things and look at it and look at it and look at it and look at it and forgive. Spirit says that's a concept from your mind, okay? If you're moving forward on your path, you know, energetically, right, and all of a sudden you get stuck in some idea, because how you'll know is it'll feel limiting. It won't feel expansive. It won't feel empowering. It'll feel small. Okay? They're like, know that you are in a story, in an idea of what's necessary. Check back in with your heart, with your knower, okay, with your wisdom, with the knowing inside of you. Is it true? Do I need to do what my mind is telling me right now in order to move on? Okay. What is true right now in this moment? What do I do with this thought? You ask your truth. You ask the heart. What do I do? And you'll know what to do. And a lot of times the truth speaks to us in feeling, right? It's like some deep part of us knows exactly what it is we need to do, but we can't, our minds can't quite frame the concept. Right? You don't have to frame the concept. Leave it alone mentally and just feel your knowing and just feel it out. Be in that feeling way of being. Okay? Trust your guidance. If you feel stuck, ask your guidance, what do I need to do in this moment to let go of this story? Or what does this story need? Okay? But there's something that you guys are all sharing around this forgiveness idea. It's too small and limiting. That's not where forgiveness even happens anyway. Okay, there's a concept of forgiveness and then there's real forgiveness. And I'm going to do my best to describe real forgiveness. Okay? Forgiveness arises out of the truth of who you are. It's grace within you. Okay? That truth perceives why somebody did what they did, not mentally, but it knows. It knows deeply why. It's that awareness that is able to have compassion that then forgives.
It all happens very quickly, okay? But it's within the heart. It's not your mind's idea of forgiveness, because in the mind it's very linear and it's very transactional. You did this, so I should forgive you for this, right? It's a very transactional experience, very limited. It's too small. What is forgiveness really? Okay, that's what you want to ask yourself. You don't have to ask yourself that in this moment, but you want to work with this because it's coming up. Okay, what is real forgiveness? What does that feel like? What does that look like? Where does it arise from? Because deep down within you, there is not this concept. There is the truth. Okay, you need to be there now. And move on with your life, move forward, follow your guidance, follow your path of how you navigate this change in this world, right? Yeah, so I feel like the more we're talking about this, the more you guys are letting go of whatever this sticky point is that spirit keeps bringing up. Yeah, and it's a very interesting thing because it also has that threat energy in it. Like, if you don't forgive, you can't move on. If you don't forgive, you're not spiritual. If you don't forgive, blah, blah, blah. Again, transactional. Right? Truth doesn't work that way. Truth is not transactional like that. So there's this past life stuff that's leaving your systems right now around whatever this forgiveness thing is. And what it feels like as I'm watching this leave is there's a guilt that's motivating your need to forgive. There's a guiltiness in there that's motivating the story of forgiveness, okay, the concept of it. And that's where I'm going now, because I have to go there, okay? So I don't know if I'm going to have to talk about this or we just need to let it go out of your bodies, this guilt, okay? So I'm just following it along. And guilt is a concept as well, right? You don't just feel guilty. You feel guilty because of some thought process. There was a whole pathway that you went through and thought that got you to this guilt feeling. Yep. And this guilt in your system is where you can still get threatened, where fear can still come in and say, you're not going to have what you need. And the guilt would be like, yup, I knew it. I knew I wasn't worthy. I knew I did something wrong. I knew I deserved to be punished, right? It's like that. But this guilt, it, again, is arising out of a concept, out of a thinking trail of thought. And what we're working on is to basically bring awakening into that guilt area in your system to wake it up. Because we don't need to have the guilt feel better. We just need to wake it the heck up. That's what we need to do. Okay. Because when something's awake, it's just free. If there's no pendulum swing of, you know, I feel good about myself, I feel bad about myself. Well, you wake that whole issue up and then you're just you. You're just free. There is no more pendulum swing. Awakening is synonymous with freedom, feeling free and peaceful. Right? So we don't want to take guilt in you and make you feel not guilty, because that's just a pendulum swing of the same issue, the same story. We want to literally bring awakening into that area of consciousness in your system and wake it up. So that's what we're working on right now. And spirit always works with, I mean, A, what you guys bring, but it's always something that ripples into your life in other areas that we just can't see right now of how this guilt is really affecting you in being free right now in your life, right? Yep. So now I'm looking at this guilt in you. It's starting to create... like the ego energy is coming out of it now. It more looks like ego that is pretty certain it's this bad, horrible thing. Like, I'm bad is the ego's idea of itself. So we just keep like basically channeling awakened consciousness right into it. You know, and the guilt goes, oh, I'm not enough. I don't deserve, right? The guilt is what contracts. Like when we think about, oh, I'm going to open my heart and receive all this money. Yay. And then some part goes, oh, I don't deserve it, right? Guilt is involved in that experience, right? Guilt is a crazy, wild emotion, you know? Really, what is that? It's a train of thought that got you there, you know, to that guilt, right? Judgment of what you think should have, shouldn't happened. And then guilt came, right? Spirit goes, that's basically it. You had an idea of what should or should have not happened, which then created guilt. Yep. So we're working to pull that sucker out of your system. And then there's like little baby guilt around it. They're like, no. We're like, yes, yes, little guilt. It's time to let go. Time to wake up now. You don't have to stay in guilt anymore. You can be free whenever you want to. Free, free, free. And this is a soul history thing for you, this guilt. That's why this is hard. It's old, you know, or it's a lot of habit. But with that said, we're still waking it up, so it's happening. You know, it's letting go, we could say. Yep, 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 yep. We just keep releasing, releasing, releasing. So basically, awakened consciousness is self-realization of who and what you really are. Okay, the mind doesn't know who and what you really are. Your true self does. The truth within you does. So we take that truth consciousness and we bring it to the guilt consciousness until there's nothing but truth consciousness is basically what we're doing. And we're really wanting to stay with this because we're not moving a muscle till this thing gets to where we need to have it be. And I don't know when that is. I just know that we really have to stay with this because we are. Yeah, Spirit goes, how do they move forward and feel like they're going to have everything that they need and trust themselves if they feel guilty all the time underneath, right? I'm like, yeah, right. Yeah, now there's like spiritual guilt coming out, religion guilt, what it's like, you know, the idea of being a good spiritual person or a good religious person or a good God person, that's just fraught with booby traps, right? Can't ever be good enough for that idea, right? Yep. So this ego who carries that like idea of religious or spiritual good person imagery, it's looking at me like what I'm saying is like, it's like blasphemy. You know, it's how dare you say this religion idea isn't real? And I'm like, well, it's not. You made it up there, ego. It's all made up. You made it up all by yourself of what being a good person is. Okay. Can't ever live up to your idea. Can't happen. It never has. Never will. Yep. So Spirit's working with your love consciousness, okay, your heart energy, to activate that so that love in you, the truth, the compassion can just like also activate and channel into this ego thing too. So that's happening now also. And you guys might, you know, I don't know how you're feeling right now because we're digging pretty deep here. You could feel tired. You could feel like, oh my God, when is this healing going to end? I cannot take it anymore. Just hang on, okay, because we've got to get this. Cannot leave you half cooked, right? And then once this part's done, you won't, once we're done with the healing, you won't feel how you feel right now if you feel like that. Okay, this is just all part of it. The part that's like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. I just want this to be done. That's part of this piece, okay? Yep. It's like the heart energy activates. Heart energy is activating. Because the guilt, let's say, the guilt energy, guilt consciousness is outside of the heart consciousness. It's not in your heart. It's not in the truth of who you are. So the heart just keeps activating, I'll just use that word right now, activating and energizing to take up the space of this guilt. Because soon, this consciousness of guilt that we're working with, like, let's just say it's this little circle of consciousness that has the word guilt on it, okay? Soon, that thing's going to leave your system, and then your true self is just going to take up more space. So that's why your heart's, again, also engaging right now, because in a minute, it's just going to, it's just going to start to take up space. Like if you have water in a glass and you break the glass, the water just spills out, right? So in a minute, once this guilt thing moves, your true self is just going to spill out into where that was and take up space, okay? Yep. Go ahead there, little guilt. Time to go. Time to go home. Can learn everything you need to at home. With God. Yep. It's like, well, will I learn that I'm okay? We're like, yep. You're going to learn all kinds of things about yourself. You were just in a story. You were stuck in that story. It's like, so I'm okay then? Like, really? We're like, yep. You're okay. So this guilt's ready. It's going to go home. Okay. Leave your body in this way. Yep. So now your true self is just taking up space now in your system where that was. You know, and there's other habit and pattern of guilt in the body, right? But we're able to awaken some of it. Right, clear that out. Yep, we're just working with clearing as much out as we can, because one, some of you just said, well, hey, let's get it all. Let's clear as much as we can. We're like, okay, we hear you. Yeah, so we're just working to clear out as much as we can for what your system is ready to release right now, because we've been, you know, working a lot today. In this group. So it's whatever your system can release now. Okay. Interesting. So I'm seeing a reason why Spirit was like so harping on this guilt thing, right? Why we had to move it out. Okay. Words are hard for this one. Let's say beyond that guilt piece or underneath it, there's new life for your being, okay? Let's say the soul. The soul can have a different experience, okay? It's perfect timing with what's happening right now. It's because it was getting ready to activate anyway, okay? But it was underneath this guilt stuff, whatever this next energy is for you, okay? But now that we clear the guilt thing, now we can activate this new energy, this new life, this kind of just like the inklings of new buds on a tree in the spring. You've got inklings of new energy that's oh, so ready, okay? That looks like over the next 3 weeks is going to get activated anyway. We're going to do that right now, though, because that's what we can do. Yep, so ready, we're going to do that, and then I think we're going to start integrating and completing this healing. Yeah. Spirit says, never let anybody tell you who you are. Feel it for yourself. Feel it for yourself. Okay. And they're saying, nobody's telling you. You have to figure it out right now. You have to get it. Hurry up. They're like, nope. Just keep feeling it for yourself. So what we're doing now is, yeah, a lot of integration from everything that we did today. And there's all kinds of stuff that we didn't even talk about. That we did, okay, and there's a lot of individual work that happened that we didn't talk about that we did. So we're just doing a lot of integration now. So you just be And we'll just let everything balance, harmonize, assimilate of how it needs to be now with everything that's been released, awakened, embodied, activated. What do you need now, right? Where are you now? And how does your system need to be now? Okay. So your teams, spiritual teams that were working with us, with me, they're completing with me and to a degree. You know, they're like every single day, worry is an opportunity and so isn't peace. Look for the peace to deal with your situation. What would peace do? You can ask yourself. When you feel scared, ask, I wonder what peace would do. What would peacefulness do with what's in front of me right now? You know, and as humans, we just go naturally, we're more inclined to just naturally go to the worry or fear, right? Because it's a huge habit in our systems, right? And as a lot of you have been sharing, like on Facebook or with me personally, is you're just feeling a lot more peacefulness now, even through this massive change, right? That's your embodiment. That peacefulness that you don't have to try to feel, that's just there now, even though we're going through this massive change. That's your embodiment. That's your true self right there, that peacefulness. So spirits just... your teams, I mean, they're just adding to that by saying there's always a choice every day, worry or peacefulness. They're both there every day. It's your choice. You know, and we have to kind of drive that ship, right? Because we're used to just letting it drive itself to worry, right? Okay, yep. So your teams are telling me that you can't see the path fully yet. They go, don't worry, okay? It's coming. Deal with the now, they say. That's how you get where you're going. Be in the now. That is your practice. Now and now again and now again and now again and now again. It's always now. Now we'll take care of tomorrow. Now we'll take care of tomorrow. Now creates tomorrow. Okay? Just right now. What needs to be done right now, not next Wednesday, but right now. So now I'm going over to Monsef because you've been holding space for this group and everything that we just did. So now we're completing with that to a degree. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay. All right, so we have one more thing to do. And Spirit wants you to feel what they're about to say with your whole heart. Okay, with your heart of heart of heart of hearts, not your mind, not your emotionality. Okay. What do you wish for? What are your wishes in your heart of heart of heart of heart of hearts? Just feel them. Okay? Don't manufacture them with your mind. What's there? Yeah, because we're energizing those, helping them know that there's a lot of playfulness. Even though we don't see it manifested yet, right? Or may not, some may be manifested, right? But what are your heart's deepest wants, deepest wishes for itself, for life? Whatever that is. Now, the magical human part is for the human to practice trusting your heart of heart of heart of hearts. Because the human will look around for proof. It's what it does, right? It waits for proof before it believes. Spirit goes, uh-uh-uh. Believe first, then proof. Believe first. Yep, so now as a group, okay, we're kind of just shifting our connections a little bit. So when we move on to the next part of the call, the energy will still be in the background, integrating and doing what it needs to do for you. We're just shifting our connection just a bit so we can do the next part of the call. You know, and I just have to say personally, so I've been on this path with my work for 25 years. Every single thing in my heart of heart of heart of hearts has come freaking true. Every feeling I have ever had in my heart of heart of hearts has come true. And it was a lot of trust and a lot of timing, but it has happened. It's like you're walking in faith 24 hours a day. It's a faith walk. It's a holy walk. That you're living in the heart, you're trusting the heart, you're trusting the guidance, you're following the breadcrumbs and letting timing be when it will be. That's the hardest part, right? If it happened in 2 seconds, if it manifested, we'd be like, well, whatever. We don't have time to not trust because it happened in 2 seconds. But because there's a time lapse between what our heart feels and then when it manifests, creates trust issues, right? I know it's a really simple way of describing it. But every single thing I have truly felt has happened. Not when I thought it would, though. Right. That's where we suffer. Well, this thing hasn't happened yet. Well, take it up with the Lord, you know. Because it's above our pay grade, we could say, right? We can't make it happen. Especially nowadays. It's very, you know, because there's more awakeness. It's more complicated because our lives are interconnected. We don't even know each other, right? We don't know how many other souls that we're interconnected with and how their choices affect us. And how their choices affect when things manifest for us and vice versa. It's layered. But we have to just keep trusting the feeling and following the feeling. And then if things change because that was not for our highest and best, it will change. But the willingness to let it go constantly, even though it feels, you feel it, right? But it's also this letting, willing to be like, well, if this isn't for my highest and best, then something else will come along, you know? But they're willing to surrender that deeply and trust and be in faith every day and trust your heart. Okay, Mom Steffi.
Hi, I'm back. That was really, really powerful. And yeah, I feel like the group power healings, like each time it gets even more powerful. And really loved today's one, like every aspect that you touched upon, it was really, how to say, like very accurate, maybe to me, and also I feel to the mm-hmm. audience. And also maybe I want to share something about the forgiveness when you shared it. Because like I was trying like many times to forgive others and like it was always not working. Like maybe I felt better for a moment, and then like the resentment, it was still there. It was until I faced my own fears, and I was more compassionate with myself and understanding to myself that I realized that there is no need to forgive, because it's we all do what we no best, and it became more about compassionate toward me and others.
The eyes, it's like a long time ago Spirit taught me to ask those questions, like if I looked through the eyes of compassion, what would I see, right? Yeah, it's crazy how these concepts of things, we don't really realize we're in it until it doesn't work, right? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden we're like, oh, it's this. right? Yeah.
Yeah, thank you again, Ambuja. And so, yeah, can we take questions?
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, everyone, again, if you are on the phone or the web call, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2 to talk to Ambuja. And if you are on the webcast page, you can type in your questions on the question box. All right. Let's see. We have a caller from New York, phone number ending with 0208. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi. What is your name?
Hi. My name is Jacqueline. Thank you for doing this power healing. Thank you to both of you. This is amazing.
Thank you.
I really resonated with the messages around forgiveness and guilt. So I'm so
interesting.
Grateful. Yeah. Very timely.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know why this stuff's coming out. I'm like, okay.
It's interesting because it was something that I've been thinking about probably since the beginning of the year. And for you to mention it now, it just felt like, okay, there's more there for me. So thank you for selecting me. I think maybe my question originally was related to some of the intuitive work that I've been doing since February. It's a different line of work than I've been used to. And I shifted right before this whole outbreak in the United States, and which affected my other business, which has to do with events and event planning. So obviously the shift happened at a perfect time. I was guided to it. But is there any specific message that Spirit wants to relate to me regarding this intuitive work? I've been thinking about going into healing more and like energy healing and things like that, or just any message related to how I can embody my purpose in this chapter of my life?
Yes, for sure. I just have to make heads and tails of this thing because it's kind of complicated. Okay. I'm going to do my best to simplify this. Okay. And I'll just share the image because it might be easier that way. So there's this image of, like you said, before this whole thing changed, this thing came in, let's say. Okay, so it's like this image of you standing there, and then 2 weeks before this opening, this shift you had, it's like was in your field for a couple of weeks, and then boom, okay, there it was. Now, presently, there's this image of you there with this change, okay? And in order to move forward with it, you're in the process of releasing a lot first. It's really hard to know where to take it until these things leave. Okay. So it's like your mind is like trying to figure it out. Okay. You're like, okay, now where do I go with this? Where do I want to go with it? Am I supposed to do something with it? You know, there's like a lot of questions, right? Here's the guidance. Before you can know, you have to let go of the old. Okay.
Okay.
You have to like clean out your closet, let's say, before you put the new clothes in. Okay. It's layered. It's not as simple as, oh, I'm going to go off and be a healer. I'm going to go hang my shingle. I feel like it's layered. I feel like it's multi-layered of what it is this has for you. Okay. How your mind works with event planning and how you're really good at having cubby holes and knowing where things go, okay, you're going to be able to use that same gift of how your mind works like that with this thing of knowing where to put it, what to do and when and how and the, all that, okay? But that's a little bit down the road, let's say. It feels like what you still need now in this very, very moment is the letting go of what is no longer aligned with you. Now, your mind doesn't know what that is all the way. Has ideas, let's say, right?
Right.
So this is the harder part because this is going to be a feeling letting go thing, okay? So let's say you're sitting down and in front of above your head is this image of this intuitive thing, okay? As you're sitting there, it's like you close your eyes and you use your feeling sensing energy and you go, okay, what needs to leave now that is no longer for my life? And you want to just be with that process and let things go so you can make space for whatever this opportunity is. So that's what it looks like to me. You have to let go first to know more.
Okay. That does make sense.
You have to be really careful, because if you use your, let's say, event planning mind, if it gets too in that event, too mental, you won't be able to do it. But there's a gift there that can use that to go, oh, okay, this I can let go of. Because it's going to be energetic, right? Oh, and this I don't need anymore either. So it's like you're going to have to learn how to use it in a more fluid, surrendered fashion versus like a linear fashion, okay? To deeply tune in, to go, okay, these things now can go, because you'll feel it. You may not know, you may not have the labels of what's going, but you'll know the consciousness of it. And you'll be like, yeah, this can go now too. Oh, yeah, and that. And the more that happens, the more you start to get information, because it has space to come in, of what this thing is and how you'll work with it and what's coming. And yeah, so the letting go piece is important right now.
That
you get a sense. Yeah, you get a sense of what you need to let go of, and then that's the thing. Those are the things you let go of.
Okay. But I've already been working at the intuitive thing for 6 weeks now. Is that sort of the next chapter for me? Because that's what I've been sort of, my guidance has been leading me in that direction. But then, like you said, my mind is like, well, what about these other things I had going on?
Right.
I've been following the lead, and I've been really happy and feeling good about it for the last 6 weeks. So that seems on path.
Yeah, keep following. Because you'll know that truth feeling in your heart, right? You're like, oh, this feels right. Right?
Yeah.
That practice of discernment of that versus an idea, be careful, right? Because that mind can go off and running in all kinds of directions. Oh, this, that, right? This is a feeling, sensing, knowing journey now that you're going to have to really sharpen that tool. Because you already have it, right? But now you really need to, like, get that muscle nice and strong. Feeling, sensing, knowing, being, doing. Feeling, sensing, knowing, being, doing. Feeling, sensing, knowing, being, doing.
That's my new mantra.
Yeah, feeling, sensing, knowing,
being, doing.
Feeling it.
That's beautiful.
Sensing it. Mm-hmm. Knowing it. Being it. Doing it. Doing's the last part. We could say. And sometimes they all work together. They all kind of work together too. Sometimes you do something because you get to do it first and then you start to really feel it, right? So yeah, it's like you're in a different, we could say, watery place, right? It's not straight and narrow and in lines, right? It's fluid.
Right. It is fluid. And all of the intuitive business stuff I've been doing lately, all of that came to me in January. Like, it was just like all of a sudden, January 1st, I was like, this is what I'm going to do. And I've been doing it since mid-February.
Bing!
So,
yeah.
So 2020 really hit me over the head, but I'm poised to let go of the other stuff that obviously I can't even do because we're not even allowed outside.
Right.
Divine timing 100%, which is really beautiful. And it feels really guided, and thank you for all of this, starting with the group power healing, with the forgiveness and guilt, because I feel there's some of that that's going to, you know, kind of come into play with the letting go of the feeling, sensing, knowing, the being, doing.
Happen. Yep. It's perfect, man. Yep.
Oh, good. Thank you so much, Ambujam. Thank you, Mansa.
You're so welcome, Jacqueline.
Oh, thank you, Jacqueline.
So thank you.
Angela. Bye for now.
You know, before this whole pandemic started, we had to stay in, and like this massive change and the economy and all this stuff was happening. We were on this 2020 shift, right? That was our focus, right? that's still happening, which is actually the root of this pandemic. This pandemic is happening because of the 2020 shift. So don't forget, you guys, we're still activating for 2020, right? Underneath it all, we're still activating, which is really the primary of it all. We're still activating, we're still aligning, we're still becoming this new consciousness. So that's really what's foundationally changing everything, is that. So yeah, like what she said, she's conscious of the shift, even though there's this massive change, right? Yeah. It's very powerful time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And also, I feel like much more people are awakening with what is happening, mm-hmm. like even those that we didn't expect. Mm-hmm. Like everyone is really affected by that, and they, as we say, they try to shift the perspective about their life and so many things.
Yeah, because when we were talking about this 2020 stuff, you know, in these circles that we've been talking about it in, right? We didn't know the whole masses were going to have to deal, right?
Yeah.
We didn't know this was going to happen like this. Everyone now has to deal. Like they're forced to, right? So it's just very profound. My husband has this saying, when God has his hand in things sometimes, and he gives this metaphor or example of when you go to play a pool game, right, and you have your stick and you hit the white ball and it hits all the other balls, that one white ball, right, or the action of that stick, it's like this virus is that white ball, right? It hit everything. That one slip of the wrist, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really providing a massive opportunity. And I need to tell you guys this now. Okay. This shift is offering humanity the ability to end the cycle of fear. And that each and every one of us can actually choose to begin a new cycle together as humans, live from our heart, and not choose the fear cycle anymore. It's major. So everyone as an individual is going through their own fear cycle, right? It's really, really, really major. I haven't talked about this yet because I haven't felt guided to, but I'm going to have to talk about this because that's really what we're up against. We're up against ending the cycle of fear for humanity, leaving that behind, not living from fear anymore. Not that that fear just goes instantly, right? But we've had choices along the way to not choose from fear anymore and to keep following our hearts. Well, now this pandemic, this energy, all of this is actually bringing this opportunity to the forefront. And it's major. So as individuals, we can choose to end the cycle of fear for ourselves and trust in our hearts and be led. Right? Yeah, I had to say that now.
Yeah, thank you so much. Let's take another question from the webcast.
Mm-hmm.
We have Afita, A-F-E-T-A, from New York. Dear Monsef and Ambujam, I am trying to tap into my sense of creativity and trying to focus on what will bring me into full direction of fulfilling my life's mission and my needs right now. All this word event is distracting. Can you in spirit help me with guidance? Thanks.
Okay, there's a few things of why you're getting distracted, because this is actually what we want to focus on with your question. But here's one that we have to talk about right now. One of the reasons why you can easily, I mean, of course we could say, well, it's easy to get distracted now, right, with all of this happening. But that's not the answer, okay? The answer for you is one of the reasons why you take your focus off and put it elsewhere is because your soul's history's desire to save the world is triggered. So you're unconsciously triggered of, or you may be conscious of it, I don't know. There's a trigger that happens in your system of, I got to go save the world. I got to help everyone. And then that, when that gets triggered, you take your focus off the present time, present moment, whatever you're doing, and you kind of, you know, look outside of that and look to go help and save. So that's one thing that I'm seeing that's creating distraction. So what you want to do is just ask yourself, where in me do I feel like I still need to save? Yep. And just spend time with that and see what it needs to complete and heal. And then that will help you stay more present, because it won't be unconsciously pulling you out. So that's what I want to say about that.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Amrujam. Yeah. Also, thank you, Afita, for your question. Let's move to our second caller. We have a caller from Massachusetts, phone number ending with 8417. Hello. They muted themselves. She or he muted himself. Okay. So let's move to another caller. We have Kimberly from Portland on the webcast.
Hello.
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 Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. Well, thank you so much for doing this. I'm dealing with a lot of frustration with the divine timing.
Mm-hmm.
Because my old life is pretty much gone, and I don't have much to replace it, although I have noticed a little bit of creativity coming up, popping up with it, but it's all my old stuff, so I don't think it's really relevant anymore, but I'm still waiting on the divine timing, so to speak,
because
I haven't received what I'm supposed to.
Yep, I would agree. I'd say you're probably, if I gave it a percentage, I'd probably say you're about 80% through of whatever this thing is coming, and you get about 20% left. So
wait.
Yep.
Because
keep staying the course.
Here.
All I can say is you got to keep staying the course, because you're exactly where you need to be. You've not missed anything. You're close. But I would say keep following your heart every step of the way.
Can they give me a crumb?
That is the crumb.
That is?
Yeah. Sorry, girl. Believe me, I'd love to say, hey, next Wednesday, here comes
right,
the thing.
Right.
Nope. And it could be next Wednesday, because who knows what Grace's timing is, right? Right now it looks like you're, you know, if we do an 8 out of 10, you know, you've gone 8. You got 2 left, right? But you got where you are now by surrendering and following your heart. You've gotten through. Keep going. Do not stop now.
Okay.
Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Stay in faith.
Okay.
Yep.
It's just really depressing, too. Oh.
I know. I understand. I've had a time in my life where it was really excruciating, year and a half of waiting. And it was one of the hardest things I had to do. And only with hindsight 2020 can I look back and appreciate that. Right. But it sucks, because you're so miserable and scared and frustrated and angry and pissed off and feeling like I cannot take another day. This isn't fair.
That about sums it up.
Yeah. What have I done wrong? I thought I was trusting. Why hasn't this happened yet? You know, you have forsaken me, right? It's intense.
Yeah.
Yep. But when the heart says, like during that time for me, my heart's like, there's nothing to do. There's nowhere to go. You're exactly where you need to be. And it's
can
hard.
You give me,
it was really
can you give
hard.
Me a heads up about my belongings, for instance?
Mm-hmm.
Am I supposed to get rid of them?
What has your heart said about that?
Well, it kind of wobbles.
Yeah, I'd say yep. It looks like the answer is not formed yet.
Great.
Yep.
Thank you. I don't mm-hmm. mean to belabor it, but thank
no,
you.
But this is important because this back and forth or not knowing or not clear in the wobbly, our minds can go, oh, I must be missing something. I'm not clear. I'm not on it because nothing's manifested yet or I don't know. It's like, well, this is actually part of it. The huge part of it, actually. It's more like there are moments in life when we have absolute clarity of this is where this is the direction I should go. And it's like super clear. And yes, that happens. But this is a lot of it, of the whole path, the journey to even get there, right?
Well, it's been my whole life being clear, but nothing happens.
And it's like you can't rush it. The more you can actually practice being now and being like, this is exactly what it is, and embrace that without changing your feelings. Don't try to feel better. Literally be as you are. That actually helps.
Okay.
But yeah, you're still on it. Just hang in there.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you, Kimberly.
Thank you.
That's love.
Yeah, that's the hard. That's probably one of the hardest parts of this path is
right?
We've all been through it. We've all had our own time of nothingness and waiting and unclarity. And it's just really challenging. And all we can do is walk through it. It's all we can do. It's really all we can do is walk through it as best we can, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also when you mentioned about just asking what her heart is saying, I found that like really helpful for me, like the recent maybe week or couple of weeks, because I was like, how to say, in rush to find answers from others or from the outer world. And then I was like, wait, listen to my heart to find the answers within. It wasn't easy in the beginning, but yeah, after that, I feel grateful for waiting and try to listen, because it brought like, it made me like connected more with my inner power. And there was like great shift after that. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not clear, but yeah.
Yeah. Going through that excruciating, uncomfortable process is sometimes the gift.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So,
should we take a couple more and then complete?
Okay. Yeah. Here we have a question from Theresa from Brisbane. Thank you, Ambunjam and Monsef, for what you are contributing to the birth of new humanity and the new earth. I would like to know Ambujam's thoughts about being strict vegans. Many people are feeling guilty because of their eating habits if they cannot stop eating meat yet.
Mm. Well, it's going to boil down to eating intuitively, not an idea. That's the answer. You have to do what's right for you.
Mm-hmm.
Have to, right? Yeah, there's this really, like anything, can become a slippery slope when it's an idea, a mental idea. Have to follow the truth in your heart for how you need to eat. It's all you can do. It's all you can do. So, is it vegan? Is it not vegan? Is it meat every now and then? Yeah, just follow your guidance. No, there's no, I know in a lot of spiritual circles, there's a lot around diet. I totally get that. Okay. And it can become a very charged, quote, spiritual mental perspective too. You have to be careful, right? So all you can do to do right by you is to do right by you. Follow your heart. And our diets right now, you know, are can be very odd because we're shifting so much. And it was like that before anyway. But now, you know, the situation is what it is. But yeah, follow your heart to the best you can. What's rightful for you. That's my answer.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Ambuja. And thank you, Theresa, for your question. Okay, let's take one more question from a caller. Let's see. We have a caller from Pittsfield, phone number ending with 1756. Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, this is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi. This has been wonderful so far. I would love to know if you can scan or see if there's something blocking my third eye area. I feel like I really shut that down and have trouble opening it back up again. I'm intuitive, but I can feel like I'm just this. It's like I've put a wall up of not seeing.
So I'm just seeing how I need to approach this first, okay?
Okay.
Because I see where I have to go, but I just want to know if we need to help you get there first or if I just need to tell you what it is, okay?
Okay.
And I feel like it's probably going to be A. Door number A. I mean letter A. Okay. Now, I'm going to ask you this question, okay? And just tell me what your heart says, okay?
Okay.
Is this third eye issue just coming from the third eye only? What's it say?
No.
Okay. Where is a thread that we need to go to today that's actually it's coming from?
I feel it in my heart as you say that.
Yep. Yep. So what I saw was throat, thyroid, and heart. And these two things then create this, it goes up to the third eye. So the root's actually not just the third eye, right? So let's see. Let's go to the heart. And this is where words are hard. You just want to go there and with the feeling of, all right, where's the roots here connected to my third eye? That's blocking it or creating that no, you know, that wall. Yep. And then you do exactly what you're doing. Staying with it, following along, surrendering to how it wants to unfold, right? Okay, so I'm going to help now, okay? I'm going to like get in there and zap that thing out. Okay.
Okay.
Yep. It's very sacred because it's super deep fear, right? Of
yeah.
X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. Yeah. So when you address it, it's like, oh my God, it's so good. It's so good. It's so good. Because it's so loving. These are where words are really fall short of sacredness. When you can meet your fear that deeply, right? So there's just some more down there, but let's just go to your thyroid and the throat area. Okay.
Okay.
Yep. This one's a little scarier. I feel you go, uh-oh. Like, yep, you have to go in there. So let's go thyroid first or behind the thyroid. Okay. And do the same thing you did with the heart. What in here, I wonder, is roots to my third eye thing? Just let yourself be taken. Yep. Yeah. Those are actually, I'm sure as you know, there's some mechanisms in there, you know, that aren't you, right? That
yeah.
got in through, this is what I watch you release now, got in through fear of being powerful. So before it was easier to shut down than it was to stand in the power, right? But now life is being like, yeah, that's done. Now you have to do the opposite. You have to stand.
Right.
Right? Yeah, it's powerful.
It's really powerful. And every single person has to address their core fear to be who they are. It's just how this thing works. So embodiment and awakening is actually to free us from our deepest core stuff so we can embody. And every single person has their own core thing, right? It's brilliant. So for us to be who and what we are, express it and do it, every single one of us has to address our core soul history and fear. It's just what it is. It's perfect. It's the only thing that gets the core of it is us being who we are, right? If we had to go be something else, well, that wouldn't address the core sphere. We could dance around it, right? So every single person's life is hand-carved. Kimberly, talking to you also, can feel the spirit go, Kimberly. Every single person's life is hand-carved to free them. So I'm saying all this because what you're addressing when you go into these areas is your poor soul history of stepping down, saying no, because you were scared, right? Yeah. And I know you have the capacity now to love yourself there.
Well, what I heard was free to be me at last. That's what came through. Free to be me.
At last. That's pretty powerful. Yeah.
Yeah, I can really feel it.
So what you're doing now is what we have to do as a group now. Everybody got to go forward again. Thanks a lot, Linda.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So everybody's going forward now as a group, and then we're going to complete. All right. So, Linda, for you, it's like we have to start it with you because this whole, like, heart, throat, third eye thing is just going to kind of go poof. A lot, which is then going to create the forward movement for you, which is then going to ripple into the group, and everybody's going. So where you guys all are now, everybody's going forward again. So we're going to do you individually for like a second, and then it's going to do the whole, we're going to move into the whole group. So the spirit says to you, Linda, any last words?
Just thank you so much.
Love you. Hey, everybody. Going forward again. Yep. Hooray! All meant to happen, I feel. Like whatever this last movement was, it was just in the card. It was in the queue, meant to happen. And that's really hard to use that language because it sounds like, well, what power do we have then if it was meant to happen? Well, it's complicated, right? Of course you have power. But this feeling of what's happening right now is a very specific feeling I get every now and then when I'm like, holy blah, blah, bleep, bleep, bleep. Whatever this was really important. And it was waiting till right now. Yes, Linda, thank you.
Thank you.
It's your courage.
I feel that in my bones. Yeah. In my bones.
Yeah. Yeah. It's your courage that allowed you to do what you did, and that courage is like medicine and triggered everybody else's courage.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Linda.
Yeah. So I'm just going to finish facilitating this forward movement.
Mm-hmm.
And, so everyone, even though we already did a lot today, everyone's now moving into already your next levels of, I'll just say psychicness, ability to sense, feel, know. It's already happening. Because it's natural. Really, it's natural to be that intuitive, right? It's who and what you are. Come on, right? We were just like, we forgot. Yeah, and intuition and knowing and all that is just has to be part of our new world now, right? Okay, so what's happening now is we're just doing a big completion now because this movement that just happened, on some level it was very spontaneous, and on another level it was there to do. So it's just shifting now how everybody is integrating and moving forward, and the next 3 to 5 days that was going to, for this healing to continue, now it has this extra piece to it, let's say, yet it's not extra because it was meant to happen. So it's really hard to use words here. So I just have to set that up now with everybody's teams and spirit. And yeah, so this next level, you guys, is really a lot about your intuitive energy. Feeling, sensing, knowing, okay? Feeling, sensing, knowing. That's the thing about awakening. After we wake up, it's really a lot about feeling. It's all about feeling. Where before it was all about thinking, right? Planning, plotting from thinking. And I'm not saying that, you know, we didn't use our intuition before, right? But after awakening, it's really all about feeling and then doing. Feeling and knowing and doing, right? So this thing that just happened was pretty significant because it's really activating, lack of a better word, your intuitive energy in your system. Yep. Yeah, your teams are like, all right, we got this. I'm like, okay, good. So your teams are starting to just be with you all to really start working with this intuitive energy. And what I suggest is to sit with yourself after this session or after you listen to the replay and just get to know thyself in there. Just feel, okay? Yep. So at the end of every session, Spirit always does a completion ceremony. And they're going to do that right now, and then we're going to start ending the group energy, okay? So Spirit is going to now complete anything else that needs to be completed, release anything else that needs to be released, and support anything else that needs support from here forward. And then me and Monsef are completing our collaboration for holding space for this group, doing what we both do uniquely, collaborating for that. Yep. And so Spirit is going to pull me out of all you guys' space now. Just as I come in, I have to come out. That's how I see it anyway. So I'm going to get pulled out. And at the same time, the group connection is going to start completing as well. Okay. So this connection that we did today and is ending now, the ending part's going to take a while because that was really layered, what we did. And we can only talk about so much of it. And there's a lot of it that we didn't talk about. A lot of it was happening in the background, right? Or not even in the background. It was happening. So your systems are going to be integrating a lot. Again, there's nothing you have to do mentally. Just be within and feel. Get to know yourself with your ceiling, your feeling and sensing. Okay? Feeling and sensing, feeling and sensing. Feeling and sensing. Like you do not have a mind. You cannot think this out. Just feel. Okay. Okay. I think I'm done now. That was a lot.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to do like, I don't know, 30, 40 minutes healing. But
yeah. It was worth
much longer than that.
50 minutes and an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that last movement was pretty massive, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's deep. Let me put it that way. It's deep inside of igniting intuition, the energy of intuition and the consciousness and the energy system of that. Because it's a whole energy system. Like intuition is a whole ecosystem inside of us. It's not just something, you know, in our third eye or in our heart. It's actually everywhere. So your whole ecosystem of intuitive energy just got initiated or activated
on this call because of that, Linda. Yeah.
Thank you, Linda.
Beautiful. Gosh, you just never know what's going to happen when you come together. You know? Just the amount of grace and instantaneous spontaneity of what can occur is beyond. That's why it's so hard to talk about what I do with words, because I don't know how to discuss that. You know, it's like, yeah, we do this healing, but yet, you know, there's this whole thing that goes on, you know, and it's very hard to describe it in a very kind of a, you know, specific fashion, right? It's better to just experience it. Yeah. Monsef, oh my gosh, I cannot thank you enough for you, for your amazingness, for holding all this space, for allowing me on your show, allowing me to do all this healing with everybody. Just thank you, thousandfold thank you. And thank all of you guys, because each and every one of you brought this information. You guys did.
Yeah.
You all matter. Seriously, every single one. Every single one.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Ambunja. Really grateful to you all, as always, to be here with us, to share with us your healing work, your gifts. It always brings so much support to us. So I'm so grateful to you, and also to everyone here, whether live or on the replay. Really thank you so much for contributing to these experiences. And whether you ask questions or not, just your presence, it really helps a lot. So yeah, thank you so much for that. And
can I just add one more thing, actually?
Yeah, sure.
I feel like I should say, I said this before, but it's very true, and I'm really feeling that now. Group power healing to me is the metaphor of a symphony where everyone has their own musical instrument. And when we come together and play, it creates sound that we cannot create on our own. Just can't do it all by ourselves, right? And so the symphony of today is that, like, each and every one of you matter. Each and every one of you created this symphony that we just played. And it's just beautiful and beyond. And I cannot thank you enough for your vulnerability, all of you, and your courage to do this work and look within and, just love you guys. Thank you for all that you're doing. All that you're doing.
Yeah. Thank you again, Ambujam. Yeah, for everything you shared with us here, and also everything that you are sharing with other people in the world. So we're grateful to all the work that you are sharing with us. So thank you again.
Thank you.
And everyone, thank you so much for being here, for joining us, and co-creating with us this experience. So very grateful to you, and I'm sending you so much love, and then we see you on the next call. Bye-bye, everyone. If you'd like to listen to live episodes and interact with our speakers, you can go to yourdivineuniqueness.com, YOUR, divine, DIVINE, uniqueness, UNIQUENESS.com.